This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 710. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Totally. How to use these words to support the speaker in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Do you hear native speakers saying, right, absolutely, all of the time? Do you wonder what this means and how to use it? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent. What are we doing today? What are we starting off with?
Well, do you want to hear a crazy story?
Sure, Michelle.
Well, last weekend I was at my friend's bachelorette party out in Vegas.
Right.
And I didn't feel like playing poker, so I decided to throw some money into the slot machine.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I won $50,000. It was the most exciting moment of my life.
Yeah, right, Michelle. I don't believe you. You're just making this story up for the show, right? Have you ever won any money gambling in Vegas?
Not like that. Maybe like $5.
Oh, well, actually, when I was in high school. Wait, is that right? No. Sometime, I guess I was in Vegas at some point. No. I was in the casinos in Connecticut. Not exactly the same thing. But my friend played the slot machine and she won $500. And Ooh. That's where this story was inspired from.
I could use cool. $50,000. That would be
nice.
I
know, right? That'd be awesome. So what are we talking about today, Michelle?
Well, today we're talking about how to use right and yeah, right to support a speaker, right? Or to show your disbelief, right?
I know. And you told me that you just started a new yoga class, right?
Yeah.
And I was a little bit surprised. I didn't quite say, yeah, right. Right. I believed you. But I was excited for you. What kind of yoga are you doing these days, Michelle?
Well, I don't know. I think it's called Dharma yoga, but I'm not sure exactly the different kinds of yoga. But I really like it so far, but I'm not so great at it. But I'm working and I enjoy it. So totally. I'm like we said, I'm going to slowly turn into you.
Well, I mean, there are worse things. That's good, Michelle. I'm excited for you. I mean, yoga is good for the mind and body. I love it because I get to work on balance, get to sweat a lot, you know, posture, flexibility. Yeah. These are all good things, right? Like being in good shape is not just having good cardio. It's about so much more.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And like, I don't know. I'm just starting to think, okay, now is the time to really fix myself up. And it's not even about like what you look like or anything. It's more about just feeling strong and feeling stable and, you know,
yeah, that's totally, you know, absolutely. I couldn't.
I'm not a teenager anymore.
You're not a teenager anymore. Very cool. So today we're actually going to be talking, as Michelle said earlier, guys, we're talking about a bunch of ways to support the speaker. And I feel like lately we've had a lot of episodes on how to support the speaker, but they're all different. Right. We feature different words, different ways of responding. So you guys need to be paying attention to all these episodes on how to support the speaker, because it's about building connection. Right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Exactly. I think, you know, to actually show that you're listening to someone. Right.
Oh, it's huge. And not just that you're listening, in this case today, that you're enthusiastically right. listening, or that you're disagreeing. Right. We're going to throw in a couple of different ways yeah. to do that today. And before we get into it, guys, I want to remind you, we have a new option for the transcripts. If you haven't subscribed yet, you can actually save 50% when you do that, right? So if you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe, we'll send you the transcripts every Monday for the upcoming week, and you'll save 50% on the price. Very cool.
Great deal.
I know. It's a pretty good deal. I mean, that's awesome. I got to tell you. So, Michelle, today we had a question from Shuo. Okay. And I've been getting a lot of questions lately, and I'm so excited to get your questions, guys. So send them to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Michelle, could you read the question?
Yes. Here we go.
Thank you.
Dear Lindsay, thanks for replying to my previous email. I have another question for you and hope you could shed some light on the topic. Nice. I noticed that a lot of native speakers use the word right during their conversations. Does that show you agree with the other person, or does it just mean you are paying attention to and listening to them and are using this to respond? Yeah. Also, can you touch on phrases such as absolutely, totally, exactly, definitely, which I think are used in a similar way? Thanks. Sincerely, Shuo. That's a great question.
That's a fantastic question. I love, just a little off the topic comment, I love how Shuo used the phrase shed some light on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, that's like... Yeah. Very, very native sounding.
Oh my gosh. And if you're taking the IELTS exam, that would really set you apart from other candidates, guys. Shed some light, right? To focus on, or to build out with more details. And that's exactly what we're going to do, because this question was so detailed and excellent. And Michelle, I think we should start off by directly answering Shuo's question about right, right? Does this mean that we're agreeing with the person, or does it just mean that we're paying attention and listening? What do you think?
I think that it's really that you're paying attention and listening. I mean,
right.
here in this situation with this Vegas story, there's right. really nothing for you to agree or disagree with. I mean, in this situation, mm-hmm. I could be yeah. telling another story where there's something, right?
Exactly.
But it's not about agreeing or disagreeing. You're just showing me, okay, I'm interested. Like, oh, go on, basically like that.
Exactly. Exactly. I would say that in some cases, it's about showing that you're listening, like in this first role play that we had about the $50,000. And in other cases, I yeah. think it is about agreeing, right? And you'll know the difference, because it's whether or not someone says something that there is to agree or to disagree. And I think sometimes it's a mix of both, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. See, I just said right.
Right, exactly. And you agreed. You were
and it was because I
agree.
Agreed, yes.
Okay, perfect example. So we've just proven our point here.
I'll probably say it 10,000 times during this conversation. And now, you know, sometimes we do those episodes where it's something like this, and then throughout yeah. the episode I use it, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I say this so much.
Exactly. So the answer for Shuo, just the immediate answer, is that it's everything. It's all of those. And you need to be paying attention to the situation. Okay. Yeah. So start observing that in native speakers. And coming back to this concept of, you know, supporting the speaker, I mean, no speaker, no one in general wants to stand there and just get no response from the person they're talking to, right? They,
right.
you know, they want to feel like you at least are hearing them and maybe that you agree, so you can build that connection. So listen up today, guys. I mean, we've done a couple of other episodes on how to support the speaker. Which ones have we done, Michelle?
Well, episode 654 was how to use yikes, whoa, and wow, right?
To do what?
To show a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. So that's different, but it's also along the same theme. So check that yeah. one out, guys. Right. Come back to allearsenglish.com. Type in 654. We also did 538, which is how to show someone they're thinking in the right direction, like saying you're on the right track. Very right. common. Also very important, similar theme, but different set of skills. Okay, guys, so check that one out too. And we've never talked about using right and yeah, right, and how different they can actually be. And today we're also going to throw in those bonuses like absolutely, totally, exactly, and definitely, and show you guys what they have in common with right. So let's start with right. What does it mean? How do we use it, Michelle, again?
So right can be a way to show that you're listening, right? So right. You understand. Sometimes it could be that you agree, but sometimes it's just that you're hearing the person. So it can be pretty neutral, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's so funny. Oh, now I'm going to notice that we're going to use it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're going to use it.
This is going to be a difficult episode to get through because every time I say right or absolutely, I'm just going to think, know. Ah.
But it's perfect for our listeners, guys, because that's actually more important than what we're saying to you is listen to the words in the episode, because this is a very natural conversational episode. All of our episodes are super natural. Yeah. We don't pre-script anything except for the little role plays in the beginning and the end, right? And just listen to what we're saying when we throw in these rights to agree with each other. But I think that using this right is not overly enthusiastic or overwhelming. It's not like you're saying totally, right? That's much more intense. Okay. It's just a way to keep the conversation moving and give them some feedback so they keep talking.
Right.
But to me, it seems more common in British culture. Have you heard this from British people more?
I'm saying right?
Yeah.
It makes me think of Hugh Grant.
Yes. Why? Tell me more.
Because he always goes, right.
Yeah.
I think he does it more when something's gotten awkward. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I think that British people tend to use this right in a larger variety of situations. So I think the best way to compare this is just by watching British movies versus American movies, or watch British. Yeah.
I love British movies. Actors. Oh my goodness.
Watch like a Saturday Night Live when they interview British actors, for example, and listen to how they would say right. I just think they use it more in different situations. But again, we are not British, so we're not going to attempt to teach you how they use it. But you could also listen to podcasts. I mean, there's an English Across the Pond is a new podcast that I was recently interviewed on, and they were on this show too. And we met those guys, and one of them is British, and you could go and see how they use right differently. Okay. Very cool.
Right. I can't help it. So guys, this shows you that this really is very natural, and it's going to sound so good if you can do this. And you'll be able to, because we're going to tell you how.
Exactly. And if you get bored today, Michelle was saying, right, you could say something like absolutely, totally, exactly, or definitely. I mean, I know on the All Ears English, on the IELTS Energy podcast, Jessica often says exactly when she agrees with me, interchanging that with right. I think she says that more. We all have our own personal style, right?
So I think I say absolutely. Sometimes I say it and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm saying this word too much. I don't know. Listeners, tell me. I know it's hard. You know, everybody has their own word, their own style, just like Lindsay said. And sometimes it becomes almost like you can't stop saying it.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like absolutely, it sounds, we talked about this like a year ago on the show. It has a nice rhythm to it because it has a few syllables. Absolutely. It's, for me, it's a little stronger. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Yeah, I think all of these, absolutely, totally, exactly, and definitely are all used to agree with more enthusiasm than right.
Yes.
Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So what about totally? How is that different?
So I would say that one sounds a little bit younger, right? So maybe more teenagers use it. Oh, totally. No. But I don't know. I'm not a teenager. Maybe a teenager would say, what are you, crazy? We don't say that anymore. That's so 1990s.
I know, right? Because we were teenagers in the 1990s, or at least I was. I was a teenager in the 1990s. And so, but yeah, I agree. Although I do still say totally. We all have our personal preference, and I don't think that I sound immature when I say it. So take this with a grain of salt. Again, Go out and observe English, guys. That's your assignment after today. Go out and observe who's saying these things, when, and why. Okay?
Perfect.
How about definitely?
Definitely. Well, this is also used a lot when you're making plans, right?
Exactly. So, for example, I'll see you on Saturday at the party.
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. So natural. I use that a lot when I'm making plans, right? You want to do something this weekend? Definitely. What do you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's also used to support the speaker. If I say something and you agree, yeah, definitely. Right? But I think it's the plans thing stands out in my mind.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
Yeah. Now let's change it up, Michelle. Let's go the other direction. We have a completely different phrase. And what is it?
The phrase is, yeah, right.
Now, are we agreeing with the speaker here or are we challenging the speaker and disagreeing?
In a way here, we're actually challenging the speaker, right? It's kind of casually saying that you might not believe the person. What do you think?
Right, exactly. Or that what you believe that what they're saying is false. And in this case, it's all about tone of voice, right? Uh-huh. Because we have to be careful. I mean, we're teaching you guys how to say right to agree and how to say yeah, right, to disagree. And it's all about tone of voice. I mean, that's why we're going to show you guys the difference in this little role play here. I hope that I included yeah, right in the role play.
You did.
Okay, good.
But you could also use yeah, right, and it could just be like, yeah, right, like kind of go on, right? But today we're going to focus on how it could be used in this other way, I think.
That's a good point, Michelle. So that's why tone of voice is key.
Right.
And now we're going to show you guys a role play. And again, remember, we don't include the role plays in the blog post. So you do need to get the transcript. So subscribe to them at allearsenglish.com/subscribe to get it. Okay. So in this case, what's happening, Michelle?
In this situation, two friends are planning a surprise birthday party for another friend.
Cool. Here we go.
All right. So Lindsay, you know that Melissa's birthday is coming up.
Right. That's right.
Well, I think this year we should throw her a surprise birthday party. She's going to be 30.
Totally. I love that idea. Where should we start?
Well, I was thinking the best place to do it would be the beach. She loves the beach.
Absolutely. How about a beach barbecue on a Saturday evening? We can even put up a volleyball net.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. We'll keep it active.
What about the food?
Well, maybe we should get it catered by that fancy new restaurant in town.
Yeah, right. Who's going to pay for that?
I don't know. I thought we could all chip in.
How about we plan to grill some burgers?
Okay. Call me on Thursday and we'll do some more planning.
Definitely.
Perfect.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Let's go through each one of these because there's some nuances here that I love. I like this role play, actually. So the first thing we said was, I said, right, that's right. Okay. And what am I doing here? What purpose is right, that's right serving?
You're saying basically, I know, I'm listening to you.
Exactly. And a bonus here is using this that's right is often done when someone is reminding
you. You're remembering something. Yeah.
You're remembering something. Good. I wonder if we've done an episode on remind versus remember. Hopefully we have. But you are remember. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Right. Right.
Again, that's actually kind of a different category here. So we've got right to agree and support the speaker. We've got that's right to remember. And we've got yeah, right to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, so write this down. Okay, what's next?
I said she's going to be about a surprise birthday. She's going to be 30. And you said totally.
Totally. I love that idea. Just enthusiastic agreement. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And the next one is absolutely. Right? You said, I was thinking the best place to do it would be the beach. And you said, absolutely.
You said, yeah. Yeah. You said, absolutely. Right. Yeah. Which we like.
And I agree. Again, enthusiastically agreeing, but just not saying, you don't want to say totally the whole time. You want to mix it up, guys.
Yeah.
That's the skill for today. And then I always forget who said what. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. then I said, exactly. That's what I was thinking, because you said we could put up a volleyball net. So I said, exactly.
Exactly. It's nice when, and I think that this is a real moment of connection, you know, like shared ideas, shared values, kind of shared plans and visions.
We're on the same page.
We're on the same page.
Excited about it. So it's like, oh, yeah, woo.
Exactly. And that's a really important moment, guys, to build connection and make that eye contact. And maybe you have a gesture that shows enthusiasm. These are the moments of our lives that build connection. And that's what we're here for. We're here for connection, not perfection, right? So focus on this, guys. Really make this a part of your vocabulary. Very cool. And then the last one, I disagree. The tone changed a little bit.
Right. So I said, maybe we should get it catered by that fancy new restaurant in town. And you said...
I said, yeah, right. Who's going to pay for that? I got a little negative, a little cynical.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In
the end you said, we'll do some more planning. And I said, definitely.
Good. Easy way to agree to an upcoming plan, as we mentioned before. And just a quick bonus here, chip in, right? I said, chip in. We could all chip in. I thought we could all chip in. What am I saying there? Are we saying something about chips, like potato chips?
No. Basically, split the cost.
Exactly. We're all going to put a little money in. Very common.
Yeah, maybe not split, but yeah, put in some money.
Great phrase if you are coming, you know, you're talking to the people in your office and maybe someone's having a birthday. You all want to chip in for a birthday cake, okay? You need to know this for the workplace, guys.
Yes.
Love it. This has been good, Michelle. Any final thoughts on right? Yeah, right. That's right. Anything?
Just listen, guys, and I'm sure you could go listen to any one of our other episodes and you'll hear me say absolutely 500 times, and now I'm going to think about it every time. I notice I say it all the time.
I know.
You'll hear tons of examples, because now that I know that we're doing this, it's going to be hard for me. It'll take me like a few minutes to get back into saying right without thinking of it.
Absolutely. And actually, this is so funny. Guys, I'm going to say this one more time. And it's not because we're trying to make a lot of sales. It's because I really think that you guys would benefit from the transcripts, especially today, because there's been a few times just in this last blurb here that I've said things like, oh, totally, that we're not planned, that were so natural. And if you could take the transcripts and go through them and highlight, it's going to be so good for you guys.
It's one big role play.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, this is how you know we're teaching you natural English, and we want you guys to speak naturally so that you can connect. So go and get them. Also, go over to the IELTS Energy podcast, guys, if you are going to take the IELTS exam, so you can get some free tips over there. This has been fun, Michelle. Very inspiring.
All right, Lindsay. Very good. Thanks for that question.
Thanks for hanging out today. See you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.